Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I'm so proud of you for showing up and listening to today's episode and any
podcasts for that matter, not just self-transformed, because that shows that you are wanting to either A, have some fun entertainment from listening to some favorite podcasts, but also two, digging into some personal development and wanting to transform your life by listening to a wellness podcast like mine. So I'm proud of you for showing up today. As you are listening to this, I am on my way for a girls' weekend with some of my besties celebrating one of our girls' 40th birthdays. And let me tell you what, as a working mom, it's hard to go out of town. Just all the things you have to have in place, not only for yourself working ahead of time on work and packing and all the things, but also packing for your kids, making sure everything's communicated where they need to be, pickup, drop-offs. Oh, and school starts in a week for my kids as well. Yes, I know that's super early. We do a balanced calendar, which I absolutely love, 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 love. But as you know, that ramp up to school can get a little busy as well. Side note, my oldest is going to be a freshman in high school, y'all. Ugh, cue the tears now. Oh my goodness. So I don't wish away the summers or the time at all, but I am so excited for this new season of life. We're getting ready to go into. And before we get into today's habit hack, I want to remind you that the doors are open to the Habit Hacking Society. This is the best community, in my opinion, to help you create consistent, healthy habits, to help you feel your best from the inside out in order to show up for those that you love as the best version of yourself. So, doors are open now until July 31st. So we're doing that because on the 1st, we do our monthly habit hacking planning party together. We go over for the theme for the month. And August is such a perfect month to join us, y'all, because the theme for August is back to school and back on track with your health. So we do a theme every single month in the society, and we do a fun 21-day challenge. So for August, it's going to be some simple movement habit stacking. So we also added on just monthly movement every month together that I am leading the girls through. This was a suggestion from our OG girls who joined the group over the summer, and it was really fun doing our first movement together. We just did like a fun little ab burner together, which was really fun, and that's something they're able to access either live or in their library, in their membership portal. But you can go to the link in my show notes to sign up for the society. The doors will not be open again for the Habit Hacking Society until 2023. Okay, so if you want to lock in at the lowest rate possible, either monthly or annually, now is the time to do so. Okay, what you'll leave with is accountability, consistency, and grace when it comes to creating healthy habits. And this group was really formed from my clients, my alumni who go through my programs, because as they were finishing up, they're like, okay, what's next? I needed this added accountability, continuing this, but also, you know, being in a group of other women who are feeling a lot of the same feelings. So it's been really fun. You can go, like I said, to the show notes to join us and sign up before the 31st. I would actually do it before this Friday, the 22nd, because I'm going to give you a habit hacking call with me for free. It's a free 30-minute call where we'll kind of habit hack your current healthy habits in your life, or lack thereof of healthy habits in your life, and what we can do to make that stick. But also, if you leave a review for the show and send me a screenshot, either email me or DM me on Instagram, it's all linked in the show notes for you, I will give you 1 month free into the Habit Hacking Society. So your first month is free. If you're doing the annual plan, I already give you a month free, so you'll get 2 months free. So this is the way to go. Okay, so everything's linked in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/habit-hacking-society to reserve your spot and lock in your rate for all time, and you get access to all previous trainings, videos, our habit hacking workbook we use every month. I can't wait for you to join us. Can't not wait. Now, if you're like, oh, I don't know if the Habit Hacking Society is for me, you want to jump right into my signature program, Self Transform You. You can grab the course at any time. What we will do is for 4 weeks, week by week, we will create a curated, sustainable health plan for you backed by habit strategies. Right? That fast action bonus that I had already went away. I'm so grateful for all of you that were able to sign up for STU, because you all got 3 months of the Habit Hacking Society for free because you signed up before that fast action bonus ended. But y'all, you can still get the course and sign up to join Self-Transform You or the Habit Hacking Society or both. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. I kind of alluded to this on Monday's episode with Anna from the It's About Time podcast. We were talking about how to take more control of your time, and time is always the biggest challenge other than guilt that I hear from in my community. So we talked about some really great time strategies, scheduling your life, having tools in place. We also talked about a statement that really kind of bothers me because I do it too. So when someone asks you, like, hey girl, how are you? How are things? How are you doing? What do we all usually say? We usually say, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm doing this with the kids. So-and-so is doing this. We're doing this. Oh my gosh. We're just so busy. It kind of is a pet peeve of mine. You know, because it doesn't sound very nice to talk about yourself that way, right? It makes you feel like you're just not in control of your time when really you can take control of your time. You know, if you were to look at my podcast cover art, it says, Habit Hacking Your Health in Less Time, Guilt Free. And I used to have in that tagline for busy working moms. And I took that out because, yes, I still work with working moms. But I'm like, everyone's busy. Everyone's busy. Your busyness is not more important than anyone else's busyness. And I feel like it's such a trigger word for me anymore because I'm like, yes, we're all so busy. So today, I'm going to give you 3 tips to help you turn this around. When you find yourself saying, I'm so busy, I'm going to give you 3 tips with 1 major habit hack at the end. So let me preface this with saying, This is a habit that I personally have that I am trying to reverse, to stop saying I'm so busy. And busy is not a badge of honor, right? Busy is not a badge of honor. When I was doing research for this episode, I came across a recent study from Harvard Business Review, and it confirmed that as a society, we place a higher status on those who we perceive as busy. Turns out, though, as Americans, we perceive ourselves to live in a mobile society, which leads us to our need to work as much as possible in order to achieve a higher social status, right? Like hustle, hustle, hustle. That word's triggering too, right? But on the other hand, other cultures who view themselves as less socially mobile tend to relax more and enjoy their free time more. Like, I think it's social media. Like, we see people, oh, look at all that they're doing. Oh my gosh, they're so busy. Look at me. I'm so busy. I'm hustle, hustle, hustle. When really, like, that's like really stressful. It's not good for you mentally or physically, emotionally, or even spiritually sometimes. So let's talk about these 3 tips that you can do to flip it, reverse it. Flip, reverse it. Sorry, squirrel. If you know, you know. A little Missy Elliott there for you. I'm going to give you 3 tips to change the way you view your busyness and to stop saying you're so busy. Lastly, I'll share a habit hack with you for when you find yourself getting ready to say to someone, I'm so busy. So, number one, when you say, I'm so busy to a friend. So, when a friend asks you, like, hey, I would love to get together and you can't because you tell, well, I'm too busy. Like, I can't get together with you. I'm too busy. It's almost disrespectful to them. Like, they're not busy too. Like, they're, you know, wanting to show you that they love you. They're a priority in your life. And for you to say to someone who's wanting to, like, get together, oh, I'm just too busy. Like, it's almost kind of standoffish, in my opinion. It's almost disrespectful, not only to them, but to yourself. Okay, so think of that first. Like when a friend is asking you something, how would it make you feel if it was reversed and you were asking a friend to get together and they were like, oh no, I'm too busy? Would you think like they were just blowing you off? I would. Number 2, when you say, I'm too busy, it makes you appear like a hot mess to others. Like, and you're not. You're not. It makes you feel like you are just, you don't have your you-know-what together, right? And I don't want you to manifest that for yourself. You know, we've had an episode on not calling yourself a hot mess because, leads into my 3rd tip, you will feel like a hot mess. So when you are saying you are busy, it's going to make you feel like you're scattered and you're a hot mess. And don't manifest that for yourself because you will feel scattered and eventually you will just feel defeated because you will never, ever be able to get everything done. There's no way. We have a lot of things on our to-do list, on our schedules that other people or other little beings have put on our schedules, which is fine. We have to learn how to prioritize that. But reframing the way we see our busyness and not trying to wear it as a badge of honor. So all in all, friend, you are accountable for your own time. Okay, little tough love. Okay, I'm giving you a big virtual hug as I'm saying this. And this is like personal therapy for me too. Like, you are accountable for your own time. We have lots of episodes on how to prioritize your time, on like what's important, what's urgent. Go back and listen to episode 160 with Anna Dear McCormick. We talked about taking control of your time, and she has some really great simple tips to do that. You can grab the habit inventory download that I have at bit.ly/habit inventory. It's linked in the show notes. You can check out my other freebies while you're there as well. An inventory where all your time is going. So you can be like, oh, well, I'm so busy. Then you look at your schedule. Well, I'm busy because I'm scrolling social media all day, or I'm just like staring off into space. Like, these are things that I have found about myself on my habit inventory. Okay, so go back and listen to some of those previous episodes if you need some more tangible tips for you to take back control of your time so you can stop saying you're so busy. But here's your big habit hack. I came across this, and I wish I could credit the person because I feel like I heard it somewhere, maybe like on Instagram or like on another podcast, but it made my heart feel good, and I hope it makes your heart feel good too. So here's your habit hack. The next time someone's like, hey girl, how are you doing? Instead of saying, I'm so busy, say, I'm living such a full life. Now, I have such a busy life. I am living such a full life. That sounds much more fulfilling than scattered, right? Scattered in a hot mess. And then that allows you to think about all the things you get to do. I'm so blessed that I am able to be able to pick up and drop off my kids midday because I work for myself. Does that make my schedule a little more busy? Yes, but during that time, I get to listen to podcasts or have conversations with one of my other kids in the car that maybe I wouldn't have been able to have, or just have the windows down listening to like some like 90s gangster rap with my yellow lab hanging out the window. Like, that's self-care to me right there. Doesn't that feel so much better? So think of all the things that you get to do, not the things that you have to do. You're living a full life, not just a busy life, and that's going to trigger in your mind, switch from feeling scattered to feeling fulfilled. We're all busy. It's just a matter of how you see your busyness. Okay? I want you to leave this episode feeling fulfilled and not scattered. If you need further help, come join us in the Habit Hacking Society, where you, trust me, will leave feeling fulfilled and not scattered. You can join us at bit.ly/habit-hacking-society. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. Make sure you sign up before tomorrow, Friday the 22nd, because I'll throw in an extra, I'll throw in a habit hacking call with us together. And if you want to leave a review here in iTunes for Self Transformed, I would be forever grateful. And I'll throw in an extra month for you in the Habit Hacking Society. Hey, let's talk about time a little bit more on this upcoming Monday's episode. We're going to talk about time blocking in particular, and if it stresses you out, because guess what? It stresses me out. We'll talk about it more on Monday. All right, gang, I hope to see a lot of you in the Habit Hacking Society. Remember, doors close very soon, so make sure to lock in your either monthly or annual rate right now. Like, go to the website, like, open up my podcast, boop, click on it, leave a review first, boop, on the podcast, go click on Habit Hacking Society and join us. This is your sign right now to join us. All right, friend, I'll catch up with you early Monday. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show.
Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.